Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
They can dance, but do they have the DCC look? Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz...
This makes me want to dance.
Right? It's like, yes, woman empowerment right here. Come through, Little Mix, okay?
I actually wish I knew that routine so I could just...
Right.
Oh, you're not at home, like... dancing along with them, like learning the routine.
No, but I had a thought. I was like, maybe I'll Google this.
We're gonna dream about this song because they played it about 20 million times this night's episode. Well, welcome everyone to episode 5. I'm your host, Imani Blackman, and to my left I have these beautiful ladies.
What's up, everybody? It's your girl Steph and Chase.
Hey guys, back here again with you. My name's Julana Dizon.
Woo-hoo. Well, make sure to chat with us and ask questions and just get involved. You can also be looking forward to some DCC cheer history, along with a very special interview with one of the DCC coaches. So, ladies, overall, what was your thoughts on today's episode?
I thought it was, again, very emotional, very fun. I mean, we saw more and more personality coming from the ladies, from the candidates. So I thought it was an awesome episode.
Yeah, wait, did you shed a tear tonight?
Oh my God, you caught me.
Oh,
why
caught
did you catch me?
I had to call you out.
Oh my gosh. I was trying to like do that. It on the lowdown. Yeah,
she was like,
I was like, oh my gosh, I have something in my eye.
Okay, as for me, I really liked the makeover section. I think every girl loves getting her hair done. Why not? Especially if it's free. I'm assuming it was free. But I felt like they ragged a lot on a couple girls in particular throughout the whole show, just over and over trying to, like, drive that point home. So I'm sure we'll get into that.
Yes, for sure. I thought the episode was pretty good. I think we were talking about this earlier, from here on out, it's going to just be... just kind of like, I think auditions is a lot to take in because we're meeting the people for the first time, and now we're just basically waiting for a cut.
Getting to know
them. Yeah, getting to know them.
I know. So. During the episode, I was like, oh, Imani's not going to like this one. No one got cut.
No one's getting cut.
It's not dramatic
I'm
enough.
I'm like, I want the team now. Well, let's get to the makeover, your favorite part. They met with Marshall in the beginning before they actually did their makeover, and he had them do, I thought it was funny, the hair flips.
The hair whip. Yeah. You gotta whip it, girl.
I think
gotta
he was
whip
testing
it.
To see, like,
yeah. How the colors shine
much fun.
And how it moves.
Would right. we not go overboard if things. It was us? If we went in, they're like, can you move your hair around? We want to see how it moves. I would go, oh, see? See, that was overboard.
Yeah, there you go.
You ready? Knocked your headphones off?
Knocked my headphones off.
You probably should try out for the cheer team next year.
Maybe you should just sit still for this one right now.
No, I want to whip the hair. I mean, come on.
Okay.
Get a little wild and crazy.
Oh, yes. One of the girls was saying that's every girl's dream to have the DCC makeover.
Yeah.
And I think it's kind of relatable to another show, America's Next Top Model, which is like one of the most important episodes on that show when they have the makeover.
Right. Yeah.
But I think that's a true statement. It is so much fun getting a makeover and changing up your look and being cute and sexy.
Mm-hmm.
But some of the girls, they didn't really get dramatic hair changes, just kind of darker, lighter.
I didn't really think, when we saw the before and after photos, I didn't really think that most of them looked that different.
Yeah.
Maybe in person it's different, but for the most part, I was like, it's pretty much the same.
No, it's true. It was basically the same. When they would, like, do this, like, turn around, yeah. Like, before and after.
You're like,
and,
okay.
And I was like, oh. I think I just looked at the same thing
What about the
twice.
Redhead? What
okay,
about the
yeah.
redhead?
Okay, yeah.
Her,
Jalen?
Yeah.
Yeah, hers was dramatic because they thought that her hair was too violet looking.
Yeah.
And hers was pretty dramatic. Mm-hmm. I thought it was really funny when Kelly came in and her hair was bright orange because they were stripping the color and they had to do that set before. And she was like, what is this? It looked like a Halloween.
When we saw her with that bright orange, we were like, wowzer.
I mean, they messed her up.
They turned up the color for sure. And it was too much, but you're right. It was just the stripping. Thank
you. Right. Have you guys ever had a like hair disaster of some sort?
I
changed
did.
Your hair. What what was
I
it?
I did. So I had a hair disaster probably 3 years ago, and I never really like to go to salons or anything like that. I used to just go to like a Great Clips or Supercut for a $10 haircut because I like to keep the same hair shape. It's not complicated. It's just like a couple of face frame layers and like straight across the back. I'm like, anybody should be able to handle a trim if you're a trained hairstylist. So I just go to these cheap places. And one time I walked out of the salon and it was a very elderly woman that was cutting my hair. And I walked out and I swear to God, my left side was about 2 inches higher than my right side. And I had asked her to make like a U shape in the back and it was a U and then a straight line. And I had to go to work that day and all of my friends, this is like when I had just started modeling. And my friends at work looked at me and they were just said, what are you doing? You can't do that. You're a model. Your hair is really important. Like, you can't have jacked up hair when you go to photo shoots. Yeah. You need to go get that fixed. And I've never really, like, gone back into an establishment, but I had to go back the next day. And I was like, you really messed up my hair. I'm going to need you to fix it for me, please.
Oh, my goodness. And you fixed it, right?
She fixed it? Yeah, she fixed it for free.
But I can't believe you let her come back close to you
asymmetrical
with scissors.
Cut going
it was
on.
Bad. So now I go to a real salon. I have there you go. Hair guy.
Okay, y'all. I have a series. This is what happened to me for real situation. So 3 years ago, met a guy, fell in love. Lost my mind, decided I wanted to do something that was going to brighten my whole look up and change my whole style. Went and came out with Jalen's bright orange hair color. Like, literally, it was really bad.
My goodness.
And I went back to work with these bright orange highlights. It was really
bad.
Did
he like it?
He didn't see it, thankfully. Long distance at the time. He didn't see it. But the people at work saw it, and they were just didn't really want to say anything. They just looked and said, okay.
Oh, no.
I knew. Got it fixed. But, hey, that's my
story.
Wow.
Yeah. Man.
Never went back to that salon. But
good. I have one of my own, too. I've dyed my hair jet black for years now. Okay. So now it's, for me to dye it a different color, I would have to get it bleached first.
Okay.
But I didn't really know that. So I wanted my hair a burgundy color. I was like, I want to be different, like dark red, and then get like a weave that's also dark red. So I'm just like, yes, you know? So I started off dyeing my hair with the box dye.
Oh.
And I washed it and I dried it. And when I dried it, the only part that was red was my new growth. So like I parted my hair.
Exactly.
And, you know, like it was just like a little piece of red and the edges were red and the back perimeter was red because that was just the hair that recently grew. And all the other hair has been dyed. So that was the only virgin hair. So I went to work and they called me a hot Cheeto head.
Basically had a red outline.
Yeah,
all
I had
over
a red outline. And luckily at work I wear wigs because performing, but it was so funny. I Snapchatted all about it because it was hilarious. But
lesson learned?
It was, oh, for sure. Like, I know I have to get my hair bleached now if I want, because it's just chemically dyed forever, jet black.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, so it seems like we all had disasters
absolutely
before.
Yeah, yeah, but you know what?
Same colors.
After buzzers don't have to have a disaster like that. I mean, they can learn from us. They can learn from us here. We have a message for you guys. Be smart. After buzzers, our network produces, that wasn't very smooth, but I tried, guys. Our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There is no network that works harder to serve television fans, but we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. Check them out. By subscribing to our channels, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you and will help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be, because they're optional. You got a choice on it. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels too. Let us know you did so in the comment section and we will thank you on air, because there's nothing nicer than saying thank you. For now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
Woo! Boop, boop. Go after Buzz. Follow us.
Yay. Like you were saying earlier, they kind of bagged on a couple girls, and two of the girls were Dayton and Christian.
Kristen.
Yep. I've been all types of names for her.
Kristen. Kristen.
Yeah. Like, wait, one more time?
Kristen.
Kristen. It's not even that hard.
It's not. It's a very normal name.
Yeah. I'm like, what is that? Anyway, they were both late to the makeover.
Yeah.
And, you know, Kelly and Judy are really strict about being late. They even cut a veteran because mm-hmm. she was late to one, what was it, Christmas event last year, and they cut her. She didn't make it to training camp.
Right.
So, and they both got pulled over by the police, which is crazy because, like, is there a police officer that...
Are they, like, setting up a station by a cheerleader cheer
Can
camp?
Can we interview this police officer?
Yes. I know. I need details. Is there proof? If I was Kelly, I would ask, well, where's the warning ticket that he issued? Because they have to, even if it's a warning, they have to write out the warning and give it to you, right? Yeah. If you have some type of proof.
Well,
I think it's a made up excuse.
I don't know. Kelly, with Dayton in particular, she was right because Dayton was speeding. She got pulled over. The other girl got pulled over because something was wrong with her car.
Yeah.
So that is, maybe she didn't know. Usually if you have a taillight out, you might not be aware of it unless someone's told you.
Right.
And if someone, the first person to tell you happens to be the police that pulls you over, that sucks.
But, right.
You know, whereas Dayton was just late, so she was speeding.
Right.
So she could have left earlier.
Yeah.
Do you think that Kelly was being too harsh on them?
I don't, because I mean, this is real life. This is going to be, they're performing and they've got a schedule and they have to be on time. And you know, if they're performing at 5 o'clock,
right,
you're performing at 5 and the show goes on with or without you. So you better be there.
Right. You can't run on the field 5 minutes late and just hop into the train.
Sorry, got pulled over. Right.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I felt a little bad for them. I do think she has a right to be strict like that because they need to learn from now at this point so they don't do that in the future.
Right.
But it sucks when it's something that you really had no control. Well, maybe Dayton did, but you really have no control over because, you know, you're just thinking, oh, I'm just going then whoop, 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 whoop.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
But she also, Kelly doesn't want to look like a hypocrite because like you said, she has let go. She cut a veteran.
Yeah.
And so now if she lets another rookie in and this rookie was late, well, you know.
Yeah. Then it's showing favoritism.
Sure.
Especially because it's Dayton and they love her. So.
I think the best advice to take from this situation is if you're on time, you're late. And if you're early, you're on time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it would be early. Super early to every practice and game.
Yes.
I have friends that were on Lakers and they would go to games like 2 hours before their call time just to make, because we all know LA traffic is a mess, a mess. So they would go 2 hours early just to make sure they weren't late. And I'm like, that's
it's commitment. So smart. That's your whole,
yeah,
it's 2 hours being prepared.
Is early.
It is being prepared.
It's really early. But, I mean, it's better than being yelled at by the coach, because then I'd be crying as well. So
there was a lot of crying on this
show. Yeah, there was. There was. The alumni class, I thought that was really cool, because it had all the former DCC cheerleaders, like three of them, come through and help the girls out.
Yes.
And they also came to the rehearsal. But before that, Jay Johnson, one of the fitness coaches, came in, and he comes every single season and works them out.
Like, does he? Okay.
Yeah, his routines are the most. Like, I would die.
I'm excited to see those. I hope they show he's full crazy. Routines next episode.
Yeah.
Get some tips.
I know. I need some new inspo.
He's a crazy coach. But he wanted the girls to do a fitness challenge because he's, like, their fitness guru. Mm-hmm. And he was saying, okay, you're going to log all your food and then report back and to see who's the most fit. And I'm like, ooh, if I log my food, like, what have you girls eaten today? Like, if we were logging our food.
Okay. Scenes. Did you see when we first walked in? After Buzz is so wonderful because they provide us with this delicious,
gourmet
popcorn, right? And
so
pop, our soda, some people say. So that's just a little bit of a dead giveaway. I already had a whole bunch of junk food as soon as I walked in the door. So don't ask me about the rest of the day. It was bad.
Well, my food log for the day wasn't that great. I started off with some goldfish for breakfast because they're the snack that I keep in my car in case I get hungry, and that was my only option. Thanks. And
that was the air horn. Someone else likes.
What did I have for lunch? I don't even remember, but I definitely had 2 bags of popcorn and a soda here at AfterBuzz while we were watching DCC.
Yeah,
and I had an iced latte. Maybe that was my lunch. So
there you go.
I would say I'm not scoring very high today on my food intake.
I'm not scoring very high either. My problem, I didn't eat enough today. And I think that's also just as bad as eating bad because metabolism and all that good stuff. But I had, I had Wheat Thins and oranges for breakfast.
Nice. We're almost on the same level there.
And then I had, what did I have today?
Please tell me you fit in some protein.
Oh, girl, I don't think I did. I had an acai bowl before I came here. Okay. Oh, my God, is that all I had today?
That's actually...
See, when you think about what you eat now. In a day.
Yeah. Yeah, then I had some popcorn when I got here. And then, oh, I had an apple.
Okay.
Wow, that was it. Ew. No, I need to eat some more food.
A little bit more.
Yeah, probably yes. Right after this.
But it's hard because sometimes you're so busy and you're just running around going from thing to thing to thing during your day that you forget to eat.
Mm-hmm. Right. So clearly none of us would have won the fit challenge with Jay.
Not at all.
I think out of all that, you probably did the best. At least you had an acai bowl.
Yeah. Yeah. Health. Skin it tea. Is. Skinny legend.
It's granola and fruit.
Yes, exactly. That's funny. Well, back to the alumni class. Mm-hmm. The three alumni girls came in, and I thought something that was interesting. One of the girls said that the most important thing about being a DCC cheerleader was you have to be smart. And I think that is really true because a lot of these girls are, one girl during the makeover saying that she was going to be a nurse.
Mm-hmm.
Or
that's
yeah.
Right. She had just graduated.
Yeah. So they have to, I mean, that's just not your only job as being a cheerleader. A lot of these girls, they graduated school, they have a whole nother full-time job and they're working 40 plus hours a week and so they have to balance. And I think that was a really interesting thing that she said because these girls are not just beautiful and talented, but they're really intelligent and smart as well.
They really are amazing. And I mean, even when, going back to Kristen a little bit, you know, even though I was judging her for the way she kept looking down at the ground, mm-hmm. When they revealed that she is trained in sign language, I mean, that was just magnificent. How many people do you know actually know sign language if they don't need it to function every day? So her dedication to that just gave her another layer. And so I actually ended up liking Kristen because of that. She is a very bright, smart, intelligent woman. So you're right. They do have to be smart.
Yeah, and her particularly, she's impressive because she says she's driving 100 miles a day, working full-time, and then driving to go to DCC practice. Mm. And they said she looked tired. Yeah, of course she's tired.
Yeah, she's human.
She's probably working from 8 a.m. until 10 p.m. every day.
And driving all the way back from wherever she's coming from.
Right.
Yeah, that's really hard. And I hope that they take that into consideration throughout the process.
But get your car checked.
But I feel like...
Get your car checked.
But Kristen. They won't because...
they won't take DCC. That into consideration.
Yeah, they're like, get here and don't be tired.
Right.
You chose this life. You know?
You wanted this.
Right. They also, during the alumni dance class, the girls gave feedback to them. And some of them got great feedback and some of them got, I guess it's all great feedback, but positive and negatives. Dayton, she didn't really know what she was doing like the whole time during that class. And it's uncomfortable because her mom is there.
That's what I was going to say. I don't feel like there's any excuse for that because
none. Her
mom is there. She lives with her mom. Mm-hmm. She can literally practice that routine over and
her
over,
mom,
and,
like,
over
taught
and over
it.
And over right. with her She's mom watching her. So the fact that she just doesn't remember, to me, blows my mind.
Yeah. I don't know if it's her personality that, because she, like, they said this too, but I agree with, she's very nonchalant and just, like, the cool kid. I don't know if that's just how she is, so then everything, she just thinks everything is just chill, but DCC is not chill. Like,
not
you gotta be
all.
Alert and know what you're doing at all times.
And there are just so many facets that go into the actual dance. It's about performance, it's about the power, it's also about the personality and the smiles. All of that, I feel like she's lacking. Sorry, Dayton, but seriously, if this is your passion, which, you know, she says over and over and over again, that disinterest that we all kind of feel when we watch her, that's real.
Right. She just doesn't look as excited, and especially when they put him in groups, she just doesn't stand out to me.
She's always outshined.
Yeah. And they did groups again tonight, but going into rehearsal number 3, and the alumni came back to this rehearsal as well. And I think it was the same day, but it was just later that night. And they also announced the group leaders for, and I guess that's a huge honor to be a leader because it's like you're kind of a captain within your own little group.
Yeah.
And one of the leaders was if you guys remember the hip-hop dancer, she was a group leader, and she seemed really excited and honored about that, which was cool.
She's so cute and bubbly and fun.
She's super cute. Yeah, and she has curly hair, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so she really stands out. And I remember her hip-hop dance.
Right. We
and
all
it was
do.
So good.
It was good.
Yeah.
That's cool, too, because now they have a support system, like mini teams on a team.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And then it gives the rookies someone to look up to and to refer to when they don't know the choreography or they just need help mentally because it's a lot going on. Yeah, so I think
who's
that
the main trainer? The blonde who's the choreographer, but she's also the veteran dancer. And they're all, whenever the girls are called into the office, Kelly, they're always like, hey, follow so-and-so because she's
Kashira.
Kashira. It's mm-hmm. Kashira. Kashira I like her a lot, yeah. You know, and hopefully she's really going to be there for the rookies, you know, cause I'm like, how are you a veteran and you want your other veteran friends to make it?
Mm-hmm.
How are you really like coaching bias. And yeah. cheering on the rookies? Like, can you really do that?
Yeah, I mean, hopefully she's a team player and she's like legit real okay. and not just like the fake real.
Right.
Fake real. But also, you know what I mean? Like, also at the same time, her spot is kind of secured, so right. she might not even care. She's like, I'm on the team, so.
I think is that what the team leader is about? Is a team leader, is that kind of like a guaranteed?
I don't think it's a guarantee, okay. but I would for say her, yeah. if you're a team leader and you're the one that's teaching the choreography at training camp, you're pretty much on the team.
I would yeah. think so.
And if you're a silhouette, like her body doesn't right. change, there's no reason for her not to be on right. the team.
I mean, yeah. you would have to mess up really bad
yeah.
to be.
Yeah. Or be late to something.
You know what does suck though, and I was going to point this out because, and I know because it's personally happened to me before. But when they were doing the alumni class, mm-hmm. when they had them in groups, and they're all rookies, so no veterans to follow. But if the people in the front of your group mess up or they don't know the dance, it'll throw you off because if you're not 100% secure with the dance, and then somebody else messes up, and then. You question, oh no, am I messing up or is she messing up? And then, like, there was one group of just everybody looked a hot mess.
Yeah. The girl even said, she's like, you guys all messed up. Yeah. Yeah. No, that's so true. Cause I've done that before too. If you don't know it fully, like you said, and someone messes up,
it'll just throw you off.
It's a wrap. And it's really hard. Once you mess up, it's really hard to get back in there cause you're already flustered in your mind. Right, like, right. I messed up.
Right. And you're trying to move faster and catch up. It would be better to just stand still for like two counts and hop in on a new eight count.
Yeah. Look around like, oh shoot. Okay.
Or do a hair flip and then jump back in. I don't know. But
and we saw Dayton mess up quite a few times
tonight. She was flustered tonight.
Quite a few times. She looked like a deer in headlights trying to catch up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. For sure. Well, I guess we can go into the meetings because since we want to talk about the girls.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah. We got to the meetings. They called in Dayton. Oh my gosh, I suck.
Kristen, Victoria.
Rachel, Taylor, Victoria.
Yes.
Yeah. So I guess we can just dissect each girl, ooh. Shall we? Let's start with Taylor. She was the first one called in the office tonight. Basically, I think they said at auditions she was a stronger dancer.
Okay.
She was just kind of getting lost.
Yeah. And she, I think Kelly even said they looked in their file to see if they had the right Taylor. Oh, and
that was so embarrassing.
That's embarrassing, yeah.
But, you know, at least she was honest. She said, I have never in my lifetime learned this many dances in such a short amount of time. And that's a huge strain. That's grueling. So.
She was very respectful. And mm-hmm. I liked that after the interview, she was kind of just like, I want to get better. I'll take all the criticism. I'll take all the notes.
Yeah.
I think, is she the only one that didn't cry? Did she cry?
She didn't cry.
Point. Yeah, she's the only one. Yeah. That probably says,
she
I mean.
She was super like, yes, she's like, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
She's strong.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I would have been crying. Let's go to Victoria.
Victoria cried a lot.
She cried a lot. She was
she going, almost made the coaches cry.
Yeah. Well, she's a legacy.
She almost make you cry?
Yeah.
She
did.
I think she caught me.
She was like, she's like this in the crowd. She's like.
I was like, don't look, please.
I'm
just
like
keep
writing
watching.
My notes. Like,
no, you don't listen. Victoria is a little sweetheart. So I definitely am a fan, as well as Belina and many of the other girls. But Victoria, she's just charming. You know, she's charming. She's sweet. I feel like she's very passionate and trying really hard. I haven't seen Victoria make a lot of mistakes.
No, I think she looks good. And she was so emotional, even just in the confessionals.
Yeah.
She was like, she was talking back and forth with herself. She's like, I'm so scared. I'm not going to say that. I'm going to get cut. No, I'm not going to get cut.
I'm not going to think like that. Today's not my last day.
Right.
But she comes across to me as so determined, even when, especially when she was having that little conversation with herself. How you were saying, she's like, I'm not going to think like that. No, today is not my last day.
Yeah, there you go.
And she went to the meeting. She came out. She's like, it's not going to be my last day. So I think she actually has that kind of personality where she got talked to, and now she knows she needs to push, but she's excited to push harder. Mm-hmm. Whereas, like, in contrast, Dayton, I feel like Dayton says, I know I need to work harder, and I want to show them that I really want to be on this team, but I don't feel that from her. I feel like she's just saying the things that she feels like you're supposed to say. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a difference between the two for sure. And you can tell that, I feel that Victoria really did her research and about the team when it comes to not even just factual things, but just how the team operates and the choreography and everything. And she's not going just with the flow. Mm-hmm. Or Dayton's just like going with the flow. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that's crazy because your mom is right there.
Right.
Like, you have all the resources.
Does her mom
to be the
not
best.
Know? Like, her mom is watching this.
She has to know.
She has to know.
No, she knows.
Yeah.
Wait, what if Dayton doesn't actually want to be a cheerleader, but she feels like she needs
has
to be
to,
a cheerleader
to prove her
because she's the legacy.
And because she wants her mom to love her and to be proud of her.
Hopefully
I'm sure
her
she
mom
loves her.
Love her.
But
it's
to
like
be proud of her.
Childhood trauma right there.
To be
know,
proud
some
of
kids
her.
Go through that.
Yeah.
I feel like they whatever their parents did, they feel like they have to do that or
right.
they have to follow in their footsteps.
Otherwise, so, they're not going to be good enough.
Right.
Yeah. That's
maybe
true.
She actually doesn't care. I don't know.
It doesn't feel like it.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't want to say that. It was just an interesting
yeah, but
thought
that's a
popped
good point,
into my
though.
Head.
That's a good point.
And I only thought about that. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you
no,
off.
No, you're fine.
I only thought about that because my mom was... Sorry, I'm not crying.
Was that her intentions?
No. My mom was a ballet dancer, and I did ballet until I was 12. And then when I hit 12, I kind of was interested in other things. Mm-hmm. And my mom was always very much like, don't feel like you have to dance just because I dance.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, but I
what
feel
a good
like
mom.
That is a good mom.
Shout
she
out
was
to
a good
mom.
Mom. Thanks, mom.
Yeah. Yay.
Look at me now. But yeah, I feel like maybe not all parents are like that.
No, clearly.
Yeah. One thing I want to go back to Victoria. They talked about her stomach.
Oh,
I know. Yeah. I just and even though I know what what DCC is all about and pro dance, but still when you hear it, it's still like cringy when they talked about her stomach because she's so small girl. But I mean. Everyone got a little something. Like.
And the way that Kelly told her, you know that she was embarrassed to bring it up. Like, some of the judges brought up your stomach, and
she
said
like
it
shuffling.
It was the very end of the meeting, and Victoria just couldn't wait to get out of there, and so she just was like, it's my weak spot.
Yeah,
so
I'm working on it.
I'll try.
Yeah.
But she looks beautiful.
No, she does. And it's like, they can't bring that up every week because, come on, that takes time to lose weight like that. And especially in a problem area like a stomach.
Oh, gosh. Tell me about it.
Okay.
unless she follows all of our instant fit tips from last week. We're so insightful.
Right. Or follow our meal plan because clearly we eat so healthy throughout the day. Moving on to, did you talk about Rachel yet? No, Rachel.
We didn't talk about Rachel.
What was it?
Yeah,
I think Rachel is very level-headed.
Yeah.
She was also another one that I thought was super respectful. And even when she was doing her little confessionals, like, I remember the first thing that was brought up was the fast pace about learning all the choreography and this and that. And she said in her confessional something along the lines of, well, it's true. We have to be able to learn these really fast pace because if we can make it on the team, it's going to be like this. Mm-hmm. So the coaches have every right to cut someone if they can't keep up. So I feel like she has a really level head to think about things in the way that the coaches think about things and think about them in the way how they actually function versus some of the girls think about everything very emotionally.
Mm. Mm.
That's what I got from her. And throughout all of her confessionals, I felt like she had a little sentence or something that was very reasonable.
Right. Okay. She's a pageant girl. I think she was Miss South Carolina for Miss America.
That's right.
Like 2 years ago.
Yes, you're right.
Mm-hmm. So she can speak very well.
She's got the very Southern charm going on, too.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
No, you're right. She does. She is more cerebral than she is emotional, and she is a... thoughtful about her performance and trying to improve, but again, passionate about it. She lacks like the power moves.
Yeah, I was thinking, what were their critiques? It was being a powerhouse.
Right.
Yeah. Because I think in the third rehearsal tonight, she did a little better. Mm-hmm. But some people are just softer dancers. If you were trained in ballet heavily or lyrical or contemporary dance, you're not going to be the powerhouse dancer, like a hip hop dancer or jazz dancer. Because that's just not the style.
But you know what? You bring up a really good point because that's what one of the veterans, one of the alum that came in to help the girls, she mentioned that she was taking all types of like different genres of dance to really be a well-rounded dancer. And so maybe that's what Rachel needs to do more of.
Probably. She probably needs to take some hip-hop classes to get that
Especially that pom style and cheerleading style is very like hit. Yeah. Everything is sharp and
pop,
clean.
Pop, lock, drop. That's what it's not. A bunch of pops. Me.
Or it's like hip roll, body roll, hair flip.
Oh, yes. I can visualize all that. Two.
Right?
I love it. And our final one, Kristen. I did it.
Kristen.
I said it right.
Yay, you nailed it.
I nailed it. Her critiques were her eyes.
Sleepy eyes.
She's like, I it's just like they're low. I don't know if she thinks they're sexy.
I think she thinks
they
sexy.
Called her out saying that you look like you're trying to take an Instagram picture or something.
Mm-hmm. Don't you do that sometimes when you're taking your, like, hey.
Like,
hey. I don't do that.
No. Well, excuse me. Either.
Do you guys? I'm all guys about it. Down in Instagram?
I'm all about it. No,
I that don't. Reminds me of like MySpace, like up and then like I don't know, throwback.
Yeah, I can. I kind of remember that from MySpace.
Maybe not Instagram.
Not Instagram.
I'm above that now.
She's throwing it way back.
But Kristen also is forgetting some of the dance moves. She's also having memory issues.
Because
she doesn't have
tired.
Any time to practice.
Oh, yeah, Lord. That girl's tired. That's why her eyes looking like that.
Exactly.
She's sleepy. She's about to fall asleep at training camp.
I would have some advice for her. It is true. Like when she got called in the office and they said all those things to her and she's like, well, I'm working 40 hours a week and then I drive here and this and that. Which is true, and maybe it's good that they know that, but at the same time, I feel like from a coach's perspective, it's excuses.
Sure.
No, they were late, it's an excuse. Dayton was late, it's an excuse. You work all day, it's an excuse.
Yeah.
It's true, but just that's how they see it. Because in reality, say when you show up to a job or any job, that should be your focus. Whatever happens before work or after work is not really any of those people's concern. Mm-hmm. They just care about who you are and what you're doing while you're at the job.
Exactly.
You're so right.
And they choose to try to be on this team and you knew you were working. I mean, I don't want to like throw shade at her, but you knew you were working 40 hours a week before you auditioned.
Yeah.
So you have to, you can't come in with the excuses, oh, I'm tired, because then maybe this year wasn't your year then. Maybe you should have waited until you had more free time.
Yeah.
You know, so I definitely get what you're saying because Kelly and Judy don't care about that.
They don't. Right. They don't. And when you think about it, Melina, who received a huge compliment tonight from Kelly saying, hey, last week you were kind of sucking, but this week you are stealing all the limelight because you're so good. You've improved. But she also works full time. So she actually missed a few of the practices and came back during the performances and nailed it.
Right. Well, we're going to move on to our special segment of DCC Cheer History.
Ooh, I have that. All right, I looked up a lot of cheerleading history, and there's so much information. It's actually very interesting, but we're going to focus on the history of specifically the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders today. And so the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders, they made their debut in 1960, and actually the team was called Cowbells and Bow. I don't know if I said that right. It's B-E-A-U-X.
I think.
Yeah.
How would you say that? Bow?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's not right.
That's what it is. Anyways, the team was made up of male and female, but they were just local high school kids at that point in time. And get this. This was really interesting, actually. So the image of the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders changed into what it is now, very, like, sexy and wholesome and all-American, because there was one game, and there was a stripper, and her name was Bubbles Cash, and she was walking down the aisle holding two, like, cotton candy things, and I guess everyone saw her, and there was, like, uproars and cheers from the crowd just because of this girl. So the Dallas Cowboys saw her, and that's kind of what inspired the image change. They saw an opportunity for marketing, and they were like, we need to redo our whole team, and this is what we're going for, and that's when they got their uniform looks. And
how cool.
That is amazing.
Sexy looks,
That's awesome. Go Bubbles.
I know. Bubbles Cash.
Come through with the facts.
Yes. I thought that was really interesting.
That's crazy. Really cool. Like, no one would know that. That's just not a thing.
No, not at all. But now we do.
Yeah, now you're ready to try out for DCC because you have some facts, clearly.
Right, I would ace the interview.
Yeah,
I would school them on
the interview. Yeah, they would be like, we didn't even know about that girl.
You guys didn't know who Bubbles was.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool.
And I believe you have some news and gossip to share with us.
Yeah, I also have news and gossip.
All the research. Tell us.
Take it away.
All right, so we have a segment here on AfterBuzz called Spotlight On, and actually last week, Melissa Rycroft was in the studio with one of our AfterBuzz hosts, Morgan Willett, and she did a long-form interview with her. And Melissa Rycroft is the showmanship coach that we talked about on our very first episode. And they talked a lot about body positivity. And we touched on that in one of our earlier episodes, too. And I thought it was really interesting because they brought up the issue of health. And we were talking about basically how healthy you are equals how well you can perform. So it's not the idea of like body shaming versus body positivity, but it's overall health. Like we said, you can't perform at your best if you're not in your best shape for doing exactly. these athletic things. And basically she was saying that the cheerleaders can't be unhealthy. So anything, whether it's severe weight loss or even severe weight gain, those can be influences from stress. Mm. So anything like that raises a red flag for the coaches, and they just want to keep checking up on their cheerleaders, making sure everyone's at a good, healthy fit level.
I think it was such a great viewpoint because it showed these are the real reasons why we care about the body image. It's not just about you need to lose weight or your right. tummy sucks. It's a lot more to it, you know? So I think the interview was really cool. Well, what are your guys' predictions for next week?
I have a good prediction.
Okay, you go.
Okay, I think we all are going to be on the same page. There's finally going to be some cuts.
Yay. Oh, yeah. That was mine. Yeah.
That was mine, too.
Aw. Well, yeah, that was mine. There has to be a cut.
There has to be.
Yeah, there's how many more episodes? Like a billion, but still.
There's a lot.
There's a lot of episodes. So get used to these faces, y'all. But, yeah, there's definitely going to be a cut next week.
Oh. And we're looking forward to it.
This reminds me. Also, in her interview, Melissa said that this year's group was really talented. So she said there's going to be a long time. It's going to get close to the end where they still have a lot of cuts to make.
Mm. Oh, my goodness.
So we might get a cut next week, and then we might not get anything for a while.
Okay. They, like, cut nine the last day. Imagine.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
She said it was pretty close.
Out of the, I think, five girls that we talked about that went to her office, who do you think will get cut first?
Let me see.
I think Dayton.
Me too.
I think Dayton, too.
I think Dayton's got to go. Sorry.
Yeah. I think all the other girls have a chance to
improve
mm-hmm. where she's just kind of just stuck at this.
Yeah, she's plateaued.
She's stuck.
I mean, this is her second time auditioning. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, and they know her, so they know if she's ready or not at this stage.
Right.
Even though it's early, they still know. But that is it for you guys tonight. Thank you so much for watching, and we can't wait to see you next week. Once again, I'm your host, Imani Blackman, and you can find me at Imani_Blackman at all social media platforms.
Hey, y'all, it's your girl, Steph, and remember to follow me on the gram at Poca930.
And once again, I'm Julana Dizon. You guys can hit me up on Instagram at Julana.
Yay, thank you, bye.
See you next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.